Some 2,600 mental health professionals have launched a week-long statewide strike against Kaiser Permanente. They include a large group of scarlet-shirted picketers outside Kaiser's main Santa Rosa hospital. Among them was Mark Goldstein, a clinical psychologist in San Rafael who has worked for Kaiser for 27 years. And during that time, he says, he's seen unwelcome changes.
The dramatic increase in the influx of patients and a staffing level that hasn't kept up with the growth of the number of patients. And as a result, Kaiser's tried to come up with creative ways of providing services, but ultimately it's been inadequate given the level of staffing, which is too low.
And it's not just the mental health staff, mostly members of the relatively new National Union of Healthcare Workers, who think that. Maureen Grabowski, a psychologist at Kaiser's Petaluma facility, notes that Kaiser was hit with a whopping $4 million fine last year from California's Department of Managed Health Care, or DMHC, over that very issue.
The $4 million is pocket change to Kaiser, but I think the fact that the DMHC imposed the second largest fine has gotten public attention, and I think it's gotten Kaiser's attention. There's an investigation going on currently from the DMHC to follow up, and we don't know the results of that yet. That should be coming out pretty soon.
In spite of that, says Goldstein, a prolonged contract negotiating process has still gone nowhere.
We've been trying to negotiate a contract for 4 years. Kaiser's been intransigent. It's only the last week that there's been really active negotiations, which is as much a publicity play as anything else. The mediator at the conclusion of the negotiation Saturday said basically Kaiser management's intransigent. There's no purpose of having further negotiations at this point. And the negotiations have stopped.
KRCB's request for comment from Kaiser went unanswered, but John Nelson, their vice president of government relations, acknowledged in a statement released Sunday that the hospital has never negotiated a contract with NUHW, even as it has struck new deals with numerous other bargaining groups. Nelson charged the small union with, quote, using intimidation and obstructionism to achieve its goals, while also, quote, resisting important steps we are taking to enhance mental health care for our patients. Nelson did not specify those steps in his statement, but critics of the hospital contend they are little more than statistical window dressing. One such critic is nurse Molly LaPlante, who had joined the picketers along Mendocino Avenue.
I think the public needs to be aware that their psychiatric services at Kaiser are sorely lacking, as evidenced by the $4 million fine that Kaiser paid for juggling the books, acting like patients didn't try to access care, and then putting them into the system when they finally did get them an appointment and stuff like that. They are front-loading the appointments to make it look like access is better, but once the person gets that initial appointment, they can't get any follow-up. And it's very difficult to provide care ethically when you have a system that will not let you.
The mental health workers' strike is due to run through this Friday. But LaPlante observed that Kaiser may face further labor strife as early as next week.
The nurses are going to be out on strike the 21st and 22nd for the Northern California region against Kaiser.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.